Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So we invaded the Barrel House maybe about a month and a half ago or so. And when I say invaded, we invaded that bitch. We took over. It was a great time. Joining us right now from the Barrel House, Corey Garrison. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. Going to do it all over again on Sunday, huh?
We are. And you know, I'm not going to lie, Rob. The first one, I was excited as I was nervous. Now, the position that the Ravens are in, I'm jacked up, and I got a feeling that Barrel House Live is going to be en fuego on Sunday with crazy fans ready to go bananas.
What do you mean by position?
So you're happy the Ravens suck? Is that what you're saying?
No. I mean, if they were on a 7-game winning streak, it's like, oh, they could win or lose. It's okay, no matter. This is a pivotal game. We all know that. And this is it, it's. I think just that energy is going to be in the room because of what they have to do for this game. That's what I mean.
What was the crowd like the first time? You guys said it was incredible that how many people showed up.
It was. You know, it was beyond my expectations because this is something new for Barrel House Live. We've never been a sports bar or Ravens bar. This was new, exciting, and it's like, let's take a chance and see what happens. We could have 10 people. We could have 500. They showed up. They loved it. The place is huge. You can see the big 12-foot screen no matter where you're sitting, where you're just so much to see and hear in there, and the crowd was energetic. They loved it. Obviously, we got the win, and it was great. And we're going to do it all over again on Sunday.
Corey Garrison joins us from Falston Barrel House, Barrel House Live. Now, Corey, did you run out of liquor the first time? Because there were a lot of shots being bought all over the place, man. I had to hide in the corner because I was done. I had to find a hiding place. And
soft.
Soft?
Yeah, you were done taking shots?
Yeah, I was done, man.
See, that's the problem I don't have. I don't know when I'm done taking shots, see? But all jokes aside, I want to thank you for bringing your friends and family out. It was great to see you, everybody. But I don't know if we ran out of anything except maybe Angel's Envy and Jaeger. And that may be a coincidence. It may not be. I'm not sure.
You and I got you.
The Jaeger's so
good.
It's
going to be a good time, man. We got a lot of drink specials. And when I say drink specials, I don't mean like 50 cents off of Natural Light. I'm talking big, aggressive drink specials, food specials. We're going to be giving away some gift cards during the commercial breaks. We got a lot of stuff going on. It's a great time. We're just inviting everybody out. It's go time.
I know last time you guys had live music. That's something you guys do quite a bit, right?
We do. In fact, as soon as the game is over, the big screen goes up, and we got a band called Big Machine coming in. They're a modern rock band full of high energy, and they are going to take the win that we're going to get on Sunday and take it right into the next level with some live music. It's going to be great.
Give us the address.
2403 Bel Air Road. It is right on the corner of Mountain Road and Bel Air Road. You can't miss it. Look for the big Barrel House Live sign on the road from Harco Signs. They did a great job on that. You can't miss us. We are right there. Come see us.
Ed, did you hear what Corey said? He said, so basically, he said Rob brought his friends and family. He came with two people. Last time,
nice. Ain't that something? I can't believe
you can't. You don't know. You don't listen to this show. I take shots all the time. I'm done with the shots I take on this show. Yeah. Corey,
the only time he doesn't take shots is Falston Barrel House when he gets too tapped out.
I'll be
it's
there.
A coincidence, because I'm there too.
I'll be there late. We've got a game, but I will definitely be there, and we're gonna run it back.
I can't wait to see you guys, man. Thank you so much for everything.
All right, have a good one. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It was a good time. I got to admit, it was a really good time. They did it right. The hospitality was top notch.
Did you make good decisions that night?
I said I stopped drinking.
Yeah, that's probably a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. I live in Harford County now, man.
Yeah.
Ain't no playing around. Baltimore County is tight as it
is. The damn state police is a mile and a half down the road.
don't be messing around out there.
The barracks.
Yeah.
Hey, when you're not drinking or not drinking too much, it's Harford County. Nice little Harford County. You drink it too much, it's Hazard County.
Yeah, that's
don't be messing around.
That's very fair.
Don't be messing around up there, man. I don't. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And I like you and I were both kind of taken aback from what he said, the position that the Ravens are in right now. But I kind of like his approach. He said, you know, yeah, I mean, they're 6-7 right now. But if you love meaningful games, every game they play for the rest of the year is a playoff game.
Well, if you listen to this show, I don't know how many people are excited about this.
not many.
Not many.
Not many. I mean,
not many.
We're not in the minority, but that doesn't stop me from liking his approach to the game.
It's perspective.
Right.
I mean, it's like the same thing in looking at your life and like, oh, man, I could sit here and complain about everything. If you want to look at it on the bright side, this is a playoff game.
Yes.
And if the Ravens.
So was last week and the week before.
I get it. But this is what we have here. So
I know.
You know, so like the fact that if you win your last four games, you're in the postseason. You still control your own destiny, although I said this about the Bengals when somebody was like, you think they can win four in a row? They won four in total in 12 games.
Right, yes.
Why would they win four in a row now?
But the good thing about it is the Ravens have won, what, five in a row before?
Mm-hmm.
So you're asking the Bengals to do something that they haven't done. All you're doing is asking the Ravens to do something that they did to get back in this position in the first place.
Well, I'm asking the Ravens to do something they haven't done. Give the damn ball to Derrick Henry and stop being stupid.
Yeah.
There's that. Over and over and over. Give it to him.
Famous commercial.
There's that. 410-583-1057 is the number. How much would they give it to Derrick Henry? Maybe Jeremy Kahn will include that at 9:30, the Daily Line. Maybe not. But on the other side, WJZ-TV's own Rick Ritter will join us to talk about this game and his Eagles, perhaps. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
A little Philadelphia soul. Yeah. Blue eye soul.
The way we were talking, it sounded like my fist was on your lips. Man, hatred towards somebody.
Daily Line at 9:30, but right now, no hatred towards this guy, my man Rick Ritter. What's up, Rick? Rick, are you there? This is Rick, right?
I was gonna.
I mean, I was told it was Rick.
Do you want me to scream?
There
the boys
you go.
There
we go. Got it, guys.
Ricky. Oh, sorry. He's there.
Hey, Rick.
My mom called me Ricky as a kid. Man, you guys are scaring me.
Before we get into this week against the Bengals, I told the guys. Just so happened to find myself Wednesday night at Jimmy's, forgetting that your show was there. And on Tuesday, if you'd have asked me, what's likely? What's the chances that he'll return to Baltimore next year as a Raven? I would have said no chance at all after signing Mark Andrews. However, after listening to him in that show, things I found out, I discovered that he loves Baltimore, wants to be here, and he sounds like he believes there's a chance. Am I wrong by that observation?
No, that's absolutely what I took away from it. And I think once the Andrews news came through, everybody was kind of like, that's it, that's the end of likely. And I mean, go back to the beginning of the season in training camp. They were talking. I'm telling you right now, Likely's camp and the Ravens were talking about a contract extension. There were a lot of reports they were close. I was told that wasn't the case, but regardless, the talks were active. What changed during the year to where Andrews gets his deal done first, and now Likely's kind of sitting on the back burner here? But I think everybody was thinking that's it, it's the end of him. But you're right. You go Wednesday night to Jimmy's, and the way that he's speaking about his love for Baltimore, how this city has kind of raised him into the man that he is now.
Yeah.
We've been doing this show a long time, and we've had a lot of different guys on that show. I don't think I've seen the crowd go crazy during it and in between when commercial breaks for this guy. They love him, and I think that he reciprocates to that. I think it means a lot to him, and I think if there's any way that he can get a deal done here, I think he wants to. And I think part of that, too, is the special bond that he has with the tight ends in the locker room. So it's going to be interesting to see, man. I mean, we know that they don't exactly have a ton of money. There's other guys that need extensions, too. Lamar's contract's probably going to be reworked at some point. Maybe that opens up some things. If he doesn't come back, though, to me, the more interesting thing is where does he go? Yeah. Because a guy like, or a team like Kansas City, all of a sudden is going to need a tight end. Maybe in New England. He's from Massachusetts. Patriots need a tight end. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens with that.
Hey, Rick, the Ravens have four games to go. Everyone's saying, you know, their fate's in their own hands, et cetera, et cetera. Let's pick up another trite expression. My question is, of the four teams they're facing, two are first-place teams. They've lost to the other two. How confident are they going to sweep, you know, run the table here?
I mean, what have you seen that would give you confidence?
Nothing.
For me, it's – yeah, exactly. And you got to call it the way it is at this point. I mean, it's just been an epic failure all around. And I think you got to take it in the one-week mentality. I think they've been doing that. I just don't think that things have gone their way and the ball hasn't bounced their way, that's for sure. But it's not an easy stretch. I mean, Cincinnati is a team that's had their number over the past couple of years. You got to go play them in Cincinnati. The game in Green Bay – and you can't even imagine what the weather is going to be for that. That's a whole different story. I think, look, from an offensive perspective, some of the things that we all talked about last week on the show that I think is a positive you can take away from it is I wanted to see Lamar's confidence built early. So what do? Get rid of the ball quick. You know, you're scripting your first 6-7 plays. Build him up some confidence, 3-step game. Get the ball out, easy pitch and catch, so it allows him to kind of – be who he is. And I felt like as the game went on, that it wasn't that Lamar lost confidence this time. I felt like he made some good throws. Yeah, he's a little bit rusty, but I like that approach from that standpoint and getting your playmakers the ball. First play of the game was to Isaiah, taking some deep shots with Zay, which all of us talked about last week. That's the stuff that you have to keep up. You have to find it, and I put this on Monken and I put it on Lamar, you have to find ways to get your playmakers the ball and take those shots. It opens everything else up, and it's going to make that run game a hell of a lot easier.
Let me get your thoughts on what I deem to be the three other biggest games this weekend. Green Bay, Denver, New England, Buffalo, and I think the Chiefs game looms large, at least for them.
I mean, everybody's sitting here waiting for Kansas City to turn it on. And I was kind of expecting it on Sunday night. But on the other side of that, D'Amico, Ryans, and that Houston defense, they might be the best defense in the league. Those dudes are balling out. I mean, we were even talking about that with Isaiah the other night. Green Bay, Denver is an interesting matchup. You know, Green Bay is a team that's kind of finding its stride right now. I kind of want to see the New England Buffalo because I want to know, everybody knows New England's record. They're in first place and whatnot. But is New England the real deal? Is it this year or is it going to be next year when they add a couple of more pieces? This is a huge test for them and for Drake May being in an environment like this. And then they have to come back the next week and play the Ravens on Sunday Night Football. So this is a huge couple of weeks for New England. My eyes are on that game because I want to see if Drake and the Pats and Mike Vrabel are the real deal or not.
Here with Rick Ritter, WJZ TV. Speaking of the real deal, bruh, y'all lost three games in a row. Cowboys one loss behind you. Three of your last four games against a team in the Commanders who has six combined wins, and the Raiders have, what, three wins themselves? So, you know, I should say three wins by the Commanders, and I think the Raiders had three wins as well. And then you have the Bills. Are you guys going to finish in a flurry or limp to the finish line?
Dude, I wish I could tell you. I can't. You talk about unpredictable. They're just as unpredictable as the Ravens are right now. An offensive line who, on paper, it's the best offensive line in football. They're playing nowhere near that right now. And I mean nowhere near that. Yeah, guys are banged up, but at some point you got to stop making excuses. Yeah. And then, you know, Rob, I saw you the other night, and somebody made this analogy in Philly, and it really is great. They're saying that Jalen, it's kind of like the Eli Manning approach.
Yep.
Eli was average every regular season. Everybody was like, I can't stand this guy. I get rid of him. He's got to go. And then the playoffs come, and it's a different quarterback.
Yeah.
So they sneak into the playoffs, and we see that Jalen Hurts, and they make a run again. Nobody's going to care. But at some point, I mean, this offense, it's tough to watch. And the other thing is, too, and there was a lot of chatter about this on like ESPN and some of the big networks, why, when they went to overtime the other night, and if you guys watched that game on Monday night, why did we see a different Jalen in overtime who turned it on, was taken off with his legs, was more poised, was more, you know, locked in than we did in the first four quarters? That's an issue. It's like the guy only plays bigger, the bigger the moment, which is great. You want that, but, dude, you got to be there for all four quarters. So I don't know what's going to happen with them. To me, and I've said this to you guys before, the Rams are the team to beat in the NFC. Mm-hmm. Just the way that they're playing right now and the weapons that they have, it's hard to believe that anybody's going to come in there or go into L.A. and knock off what is, you know, one of the greatest shows on turf right now.
Rick, I agree with you. I think they're the best team in football right now. But
yeah, Devontae and Puka, you can't, I don't know. I just don't know how you handle it as a secondary. And then you have two running backs who can come in with fresh legs and Corum and Kyron, and Stafford's your MVP defense, young guys flying around all over. Sean McVay does not get enough credit with what he's been able to do with that team.
But the question is, they are the best team in football. Who's the best team in the AFC though? I don't see a clear cut best team.
No, it's guys, it's wide open. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is the first year in a long time that it's been wide open because, quite frankly, it's been Kansas City's conference to lose. So is it, you know, does a team like Denver, you know, can they do it in Bo Nix's second year? Does Buffalo get going? You know, I don't think Houston has enough on the offensive side to get into a shootout with some of these teams. You know, we'll find out more about New England this week. And then that, God, I am such a homer, and it makes me sick to my stomach. But I keep saying to myself, I'm like, oh, if the Ravens just sneak in, nobody wants to see the Ravens. Everybody wants to see the Ravens right now with the
100%, absolutely.
Everybody wants to see the Ravens. Who am I kidding? I hate how I'm such a homer.
Well, Rick, we're going to need a score from you. And Rob, by the way, you didn't get to hear it. He said in my ear, he called me butt face. So I was trying to make my forehead look more like ass cheeks. And I'm sitting here laughing at myself. And he looks over like, are you really doing that? There's a camera right in front of you. Anyway, Rick, what do you think the score is?
Listen, you guys are missing out on sponsor opportunities. You need live cameras in there 24/7 with you, Steve. Yep. Oh, geez, I don't know. I'm going to go low 20s. I don't know if they pull it out, but just because, so I don't have to listen to everybody blow up my DMs and say, you're not going to pick the Ravens again. 24-21. I'm giving them one more shot. If they lose this, that's it. I don't even want to call in on Fridays anymore.
Well, we could talk about your Eagles then more and more if you want.
Pissed off with that and lose my temper there. There you go.
Hey, Rick, what do you have going on this week? Upcoming.
We'll have Purple pregame show on Sunday. No home games, so we're not at the tailgate, but just on WJZ, CBS News Baltimore, and then 5, 7, 11, I always got your news and everything. And we have a little bit of a weather system coming in this weekend, so it shouldn't be too crazy, but everybody be careful driving out on the roads. And enjoy Army-Navy. This is a big weekend for Baltimore, yeah. And I just want to say huge thank you to all of our service members, whether you're serving now or you used to serve. I just can't thank you enough for everything that you do. You don't get enough credit. And, you know, this weekend, especially here in Baltimore, it's about you. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Guys, thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You too. Talk to you next week. Both. Love Rick, man. 410-583-1057. Joe LaCroix's Encore.
Thank you.
At 9:45. But on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
I will tell you what plays to bet on this evening. Anyway, look, Ed just shaking his head at me. All right, last night, my prop play sucked, got burned. I had the under, said I thought Atlanta would be a live dog and didn't have the balls to pull the trigger on it. So that was a loser. We had a couple of games that went our way, an afternoon or even late early evening college basketball game where in the first half they did us no favors, and in the second half they let us get just interested enough to say, nah, you're not winning this game.
Dude wipes.
Yeah. Dude wipes?
That could be a good sponsorship for you.
To wipe my forehead?
But yeah, dude wipes.
Rob, shut up, man. All right, I'm going to give you the plays when we come back. I'll throw in the NFL plays for the weekend. We have our first bowl game tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Army-Navy. We'll get into all of that when we come back right here on The Fan.
Clock moving down to 47 seconds. Atlanta wants this to be the final possession. Snap to Cousins. He fades it to the right side for Pitts into the end zone. And he hauls it in two-handed in the front corner of the end zone. It's a touchdown, and Kyle Pitts continues his rampage, this time beating Vildor for an Atlanta lead, 13-10, 38 seconds to go, first half.
Good thing I didn't take Kyle Pitts under 5.5 receptions last night. That's courtesy of Westwood One. Because he didn't have 5.5 receptions. I think he had 10. I think he had more. That might be the most receptions he's ever had in his career. He caught 3 touchdown passes.
He looked very good last night.
The game looked ridiculous. Tampa Bay blowing it in the end, up big. I had the under. I lost that. I did have a flyer on Kirk Cousins over 1.5 touchdown passes, which that hit, and it was plus 200, plus 205. But ultimately, not a day that I was necessarily happy about. I went 2-3 in my top plays. I missed the Kyle Pitts prop, as I said. I had the Blazers Pelicans over. That hit. Iowa State started off slow, had to come back. They won the game, did not cover. Vegas Philly went under. And as I said, I lost the under in the Falcons Bucks. The one game I was kind of teasing and bringing up that really just chapped my ass was the over in the Green Bay Ooey Pooey game. Just a tough, tough spot because they scored whatever it was, 70-some points in the first half, like low 70s, I think. And then you come back in the second half, and you damn near get it to go over the total. It fell under by a few points.
Who won the game?
That was, hold on, I think, you know what? Because I didn't care who won the game because I had the total. I don't know.
I'll find out.
I think it was Green Bay.
They won?
I think
damn
so.
Damn it. Yeah. Damn it. They did win, 85-75.
Yeah. And that was, again, finished at 160. The total was 166.5 in a lot of places.
I don't like the coach.
frustrating to say the least. I also had my other hockey play last night was the Canadiens and the Penguins to go over the total. It was 6.5. They scored 6 goals. So, yeah, not my night last night. Way to bounce back tonight. Tonight is a really light slate with one semi-big college basketball game, in my opinion. I have one NHL play, and then I'll dive into Sunday and talk a little bit about Saturday. So let me do this. I'll start with the NBA. I like all four of these plays a lot. I've been red hot in the NBA. I hit all four NBA Cup games. I won my my over yesterday in the NBA with Portland. Portland and the Pelicans, of course. That being said, I think the Warriors are live tonight. Minus, you might see some 2.5s, 3s out there. I like the Hornets plus the points at home. They're playing the Bulls. Remember when the Bulls started off and they were like 7-0 and everybody's like, hey, what's going on with this team? Yeah, they figured out they were the Bulls and they stink now. They still play at a fast pace, but this Hornets team's been very kind to me this year when I've had them in the right spot, and I do think this is a good spot for them to cover this point spread. I like Utah and Memphis to go over the 240.5. And the Dallas Mavericks are playing the Nets, and if AD's playing, I think he absolutely eats tonight. I think the Mavs win by double digits. College hoops, I like UMBC -6. And the bigger game tonight, I'm saying it's bigger because of the names, it's UConn versus Texas. UConn is a 16.5-point favorite. Ooh. UConn is going to beat them by 20-plus, in my opinion. So I'm taking UConn. And in the NHL, I like the St. Louis Blues -145. Guess who's at home and in a pretty good spot to win? The Utah Mammoth.
Mammoth.
Not touching it. I'm staying away tonight.
Seattle Kraken against the Mammoth.
Ugh, God, what is this? These team names. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Saturday. Army-Navy, Zeno kind of alluded to it yesterday if you were listening to the segment. He likes the over. Not I. It's 37.5. The over's been coming down. It's going to be cold. The conditions are different. The one thing you point out in an Army-Navy game is that you typically see more touchdowns than field goals. That doesn't mean that it's going to be 5 touchdowns to 3. Mm-hmm. You know, you could see, you know, a 14-7 game between these two teams. It's very likely, depending on the kicking game and how the conditions are. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you they won't kick field goals. The one thing Zeno kept saying to me, which does make sense, is that Army's defense isn't very good, and I don't know that they're going to be able to stop the run. I hear you loud and clear on that. If that was the case, then why is the total 37.5?
Like 37.5.
Yeah, it's such a low total.
Wow.
And I think both of these, I think ultimately what you see is a lot of running and a lot of coming up empty in this game. Or the other thing that happens is that Navy's a better team, that they just puffy pants Army and win like a 23-0, 23-3 type game. Maybe that's something you see. But that being said, I do like that game to go under. I like Washington in the nightcap. Everybody's going to talk about Boise State, and you know, you see the name. Washington's the better team. They're favored by 9, 9.5. I think they win by double digits in the bucked up LA Bowl.
Bucked up.
It's so bucked up.
Gronk.
Yeah. And Gronk's going to be at that game, right?
That's He's a spokesman for bucked up.
Yeah, he's all bucked up. All right, in the NFL this weekend, I like Green Bay Denver over. I love the Giants and the Commanders to go over the total. I think this is a game where neither defense is stopping the other one. It's not like you watch Washington, they can get up and down the field. They just can't stop you. You watch New York, they can get up and down the field. They have a good front four that can get after, but they still don't stop the run. They don't stop the
good
pass.
Good pass rush they have.
Yeah. Yes, that's the one thing they have. I still think this game shoots out. I like the Patriots to win against the Bills. I like the Saints in an upset. I like the Ravens a lot this weekend. It feels disgusting saying that. I like the Rams, Minnesota, Dallas to go under the 45.5 in the nightcap. I think the defenses show up. And lastly, my favorite play this weekend, and I understand why people don't want to go to it, is the Kansas City Chiefs. You get the Chargers coming off of Monday Night Football in a short week to go face a divisional team. I love betting on teams coming off of Monday Night Football and going on the road. The last time we bet against the Chargers was when they went to Jacksonville, and we bet on the Chargers against the Steelers. They had this emotional win, and they go on the road and lay an egg. There's something amiss with this Chargers team. They were coming off of their bye to get ready for this game. I think this is the spot to totally fade them. I think the Chiefs come out and win by double digits. So
what do you think is wrong? Because they're actually doing a segment on them right now.
What?
The Chargers.
What do I think's wrong with them?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same. It's a Greg Roman offense. Did you see what Steve Smith did again? It wasn't with a married woman, I promise. He screenshotted the picture of the Chargers wide receivers. Three of them within 7 yards either way. It looked like a damn triangle on the left side of the field. Why do you
Who's
have
the offensive coordinator?
Greg Roman.
Ow!
You look at that.
Sound
offense.
Familiar?
Yeah. I mean, look, they got Hampton back in the running game. It seems like Gadsden's kind of showing himself to be a good player, the tight end they picked up. Herbert's still banged up. Mm-hmm. He played well, but he's banged up. Same thing with Baker Mayfield.
Banged up big time. They got Dicker the kicker, though.
Yeah.
They got Dicker. Dicker the kicker.
And he's thicker. Oh, sorry. That made me sicker. Anyway, looking at that game, the Chiefs game is my favorite play this weekend. I've had the Chiefs multiple times as my favorite play. Mm-hmm. They've worked out for me quite a bit, including against the Ravens when we had that one. this is the spot where I just think, I know we missed on them last week. They didn't show up. I think Pat Mahomes shows up against this defense, and we see the Chiefs win. There you go.
There you go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Bottom was Big Bad Morning Show on the fan. Look at the college basketball slate tonight. I don't know why, because I'm going to get off late tonight. Army is here in town. Yeah, like basketball at UNBC. Tonight? Yeah. Down in Northern Virginia, 720 tip.
I hope you hit a lot of trouble.
Did you talk about Texas? You talked about Texas UConn, right? You said you're going to blow them out.
Yep. And some with this Texas team, man, where I, like at the beginning of the year, I thought they were going to be better than what we've seen thus far. Not to say that they won't figure it out before the end of the season, but not a lot of people talk about UConn. And this is like, I know people don't like Hurley. It's a dangerous ass team, man.
I like Hurley. I think he's an ass, but I like him.
But you're, hold on. I don't want to call him a one of one. Jesus Christ. I'm not going to call him a unicorn.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
That's who he is. I mean, be the true you. I can like you and respect you when you're the true you. That fake dude, I don't like. He is the true him. I like him.
Did you see him at the press conference when he's asked the question? He goes, who asked that damn question? Uh-huh. Who are you? I can't see you. Who asked it? And he's just ready to pounce all over.
I think every top 25 team in the country is playing tomorrow night.
Tomorrow, yeah.
I mean, look at this long slate. This is a good one right here. Arizona at Alabama. Ooh. That's on campus. That's pretty good.
They might score 180 in that game.
Oh, no lie. Nebraska at Illinois.
Nebraska's undefeated, guys. Yeah.
Memphis at Louisville.
Yeah.
This is a good slate tomorrow. How about Rick Pitino going up against his old school tomorrow? Iona travels to Madison Square
Garden. I thought you were
going to
tell me they were playing Kentucky. I was like, sign
Madison
me up.
Madison Square Garden to take on St. John's. And number 16 versus 17, Arkansas versus Texas Tech. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Joe Burrow ain't going to Midwest.
He'll be living in Manhattan wearing a fur coat. Yeah. I think we were all thinking the same thing. It's like if Joe Burrow ends up anywhere, it's New York or L.A., he's going to be doing fashion shows.
100%.
He's best friends he's with hunting
media.
Cuddy.
Yeah, he's hunting media, man. He ain't hunting the quiet life.
He has a different eye for art and fashion and all that stuff.
I think that's why I like him.
Yeah. I love the guy, man. He
pricks out
character.
Pretty outfits.
What's that? Even like Henrik Lundqvist. Same thing. I mean, he's a Rangers goalie. Love the guy. He's an amazing player. Great story. But best dressed guy in sports, in my opinion. In all four major. Every time you see him on television, I text Rob. Check this out. Look at what he's wearing. Yeah.
You know who else I like? PK.
Hey, he
wears some good stuff.
Hey, Joe.
Lundqvist always looks simple, classy. Yes. Like, why
the classic look.
It's perfect.
I ain't never seen two grown men get boners over fashion that other men are wearing. This is just ridiculous.
Let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
You said you never seen two men get boners over fat. However, you've seen two men get boners before.
Well, hey, that's not what we're talking about. You're changing the topic.
I know. I just wanted to cut you off at that word.
All right. I mean, I've seen some things.
We're wearing suits.
By the way,
just keep in mind, if I am getting a boner over here, it ain't because of you.
Can I tell this?
I'm going to cut that.
It's because of you. My wife told the story last night. I'll be as quick as I can with this. Like one night.
You say all the time to her, I'll be as quick as I can.
One night down North Avenue. She lived off North Avenue, not in the greatest neighborhood or anything. She wakes up in the middle of the night. I all of a sudden hear something outside. I go look, and her neighbor is watching some dude masturbate outside her window. And I mean, he's inspecting it like his eyes, face around it. And my wife's like, why are you still watching that? I said, when are we ever going to see this again? How are you not watching this? This is incredible. Yeah, so.
And that's the encore for the day, Ed Norris.
It is. Encore brought to you by Lions Den. Is your bedroom game feeling basic, kind of like a playbook on offense we've all seen lately? Kind of that basic kind of stuff, real vanilla, predictable. Well, then it's time to upgrade. Lions Den is the pleasure product to keep you locked in and going strong. Don't tell me. Show me. No talk. All
so I should
action.
Put the hurricane in the playbook?
Yes, sir. Yep. LionsDen.com. Check them out.
Are they unexpected and score?
Yes. That's yes. It should be like not like yay. It should be like, oh my God, I can't believe we're doing this. What it should be. Then you're doing it right.
The Cincinnati bow tie or the Cleveland steamer, the alligator bleep hole. It's all a different moves.
What country are you from now?
That was from 40-year-old virgin.
Rice is town. Let's get Kai. What's up, Kai?
Hey, the Lions dude got some freaky sugar honey iced tea in there. I tell you that.
Yeah, they do. Good place.
But when you've been married a long time, man, it helps out. I'm gonna be honest with you here. That's a good plug. But listen, Jeremy, first of all, my score real quick, Rob, 24-17, and we get a defensive touchdown.
So you say Ravens win?
Ravens. Jeremy, I gotta ask you a question about my Bulls, man. Mm-hmm. Billy Donovan, he need to go back to college, right? Got all these foreign players. It seems like they just can't gravitate to him.
He keeps getting jobs. And right now, by the way, they're saying Milwaukee's kicking the tires on Kobe White.
Oh, okay. I thought
they're talking about.
Giannis want to go to the Bulls.
Yeah.
He's going to choose where he goes, Guy. Why would he go to the Bulls?
That's a big city, Rob. That's a basketball
city. Yeah, he wants to win. Giannis don't need a big city. He wants to win.
Think about Giannis and Derrick Queen at the Bulls. Come on.
If Giannis is going to pick a big city, he's going to go to a team that wins, and the team that's close to winning was New York, the biggest of cities.
But Derrick Queen's on the Pelicans.
But he's not going to be there long, man. They're not going
to – Ty, you're making no sense. They're keeping Derrick Queen. They're getting rid of Zion.
No, they're going to keep Zion, man.
Hey, Kai, tell your dad I said hi, man.
Goodness gracious. They keep his eye on. Who can't stay healthy? But they letting Queen go.
Kai is saying things that he wants to happen like they're going to happen. It's like in his mind.
Speaks
he's
it
like,
into existence.
Yeah, Giannis going to the Bulls. And it's like nobody except you has brought that up.
Getting rid of Queen. Nobody except you. And keeping Zion?
I think Giannis is more likely to run with the Bulls in Pamplona than he is to play for Chicago.
Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Ed Norris, what we learned today?
Well, talking about Lundqvist and PK Subban, I fell into a little bit of an NHL rabbit hole. I mean, I don't know if you guys, you probably know that 99 has been retired around the NHL for Gretzky. So you can't, no one can wear 99. 66 is unofficially because no one really wears Lemieux's number. 4 and 9 are rarely worn, Howe and Orr. Did you know 69 is basically not, it's basically unofficially retired. Nobody, they will not.
Why?
The sexual connotation.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Nope. So the NHL is kind of unofficially retired 69.
Can you do a 68? No one would?
Yeah,
no?
You can.
All right.
Can I give you another fact? I found out yesterday. What's the California burger place? Whataburger?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah.
Do you know when you go in, you got to pull a number?
Mm-hmm.
They've taken the number 67 out. 6-7.
Oh. 6-7.
Because whenever they call it, people in the store would do the whole.
Yeah. Colorado got rid of mile marker 420.
Really?
Did they really?
It goes from 419.9 to 421.
You would think Colorado would have mile marker 420.
People kept stealing it.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. In-N-Out, he's gotten rid of the word. Well, I learned today, a couple of national days today. Today is National Salesperson Day. Today is also National Ambrosia Day. You know, I did not know what ambrosia was.
It's the food of the gods.
Yeah, it's the ingredients. So first I looked at it like, this is awful. Then I looked at it, pineapple, mandarin orange, yogurt.
Coconut.
Mini marshmallows, coconut, mm-hmm. Whipped cream.
I told you. My ambrosia salad that we talked about at Thanksgiving. I took a gigantic bowl of that home and ate all of it.
I could try that. Birthdays in sports today is Bob Pettit's 93rd birthday. Kathy Rigby celebrates her 73rd birthday today. And I'm going to have to exclude Joe on this one because he doesn't know one of these people. He can give it a stab. Former wide receiver Haywood Jeffries and former defensive pass rusher John Randall celebrated birthday today both. You want to take a stab at it, Joe?
John Randall.
John Randall's older?
I'll go Randall.
Ed?
Randall.
Randall? Yeah. Haywood Jeffries, 61. John Randall, 58.
Aww.
And... Growing up, my great-grandfather, I used to sit at his feet as he watched movies, and I was mesmerized by one of the smoothest men on screen, and you know who I'm talking about, Ed. His dress was impeccable. Big inspiration for why I wear fedoras today. Today would have been Frank Sinatra's birthday.
Oh.
Yes.
So? Oh, sorry.
So.
All right, I guess we'll start it off with some of these here. Where are we at? Today I learned that Stephen King has a son named Joe. I'm not joking, but he is. My son came home from winter break, and I told him it felt like an entry since I'd seen him. He goes, what the heck does entry mean? I said, long time, no see. Long time, no see.
Hey, get rid of you quickly.
What do you call a network of shy people? A nervous system. My friend told me he doesn't understand how cloning works. I said, that makes two of us. How does Santa know which chimney he went down? He keeps a log. Yeah. There's a new movie coming out about mobile homes. You gotta see the trailer. I got lost while running a marathon in Sweden. I knew it as soon as I crossed the finish line. And lastly, today I saw a little person climbing down a prison wall. I thought to myself, that's a little condescending.
It's a short timer.
It's a little condescending. Anyway.
Vinny and Henny up next. Where are they from today? Convention Center. Getting ready for Army-Navy game. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.